Eagle Pass, Texas, on the banks of the Rio Grande River, has become the epicenter of the American border crisis. The city has seen a sharp rise in illegal crossings over the past year, which has led to the militarization of one of its parks and turned this sleepy community into the staging ground for an immigration fight between Texas and the federal government. You're listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle production brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. In this episode, H.J. Mai visits Eagle Pass to see how the city and its residents are dealing with the national spotlight.
The Rio Grande marks part of the border between the United States and Mexico. For some, the river is a lifeline, while for others, it's a death threat.
And at the Rio Grande, they risk their life by crossing a very treacherous river. In Spanish, they call the Rio Grande River el Rio Bravo. So Bravo means tough.
That's Juanita Martinez. She was born and raised in Eagle Pass and has seen how things have changed over the years. She says migrants, whether legal or illegal, have always been part of the city. But the spike in recent years has simply overwhelmed Eagle Pass and other border communities like it.
We have a crisis on the border.
Martinez, who serves as the chair of the Maverick County Democratic Party, says this crisis and the strain on resources has meant that many migrants are struggling to start their new life in the U.S., especially children.
You know, you can imagine, it's been a very emotionally draining experience.
And while she does not deny that criminals and other unsavory characters find their way into the United States illegally, she takes issue with the measures put in place by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The state's Republican governor in January deployed Texas National Guard troops to Eagle Pass to combat the flow of migrants, which he has described as an invasion. Here he is speaking on Fox Business.
This is something completely different that has never happened before in the history of the country. This is an invasion by people we don't know who they are, where they're coming from, or the danger they may pose.
Shelby Park, which sits on the banks of the Rio Grande, has been the community's primary gathering spot. Whether it's sporting events, Easter celebrations, or 4th of July fireworks, Shelby Park is where the people of Eagle Pass come together. But that's gone for now. Instead of children and families, it's now National Guard troops who occupy the park. And just last week, Governor Abbott announced the construction of a military base camp that can house up to 2,300 soldiers.
I don't know what his goals, his aspirations are, but as far as this community, we're pretty much tired of him and his antics and his technique.
That's Jesse Fuentes. He says the governor's takeover of Shelby Park and the militarization of the river with miles of razor wire is nothing more than political theater.
They're doing it to upset people and to make them be afraid, like they do with everything else. You know, that's the Republican Party. They can't win an election by telling the truth. They have to lie, or they have to scare.
But of course, not everyone agrees. Sandy Sassano, who moved back to Eagle Pass in 2014, says the increase in unlawful border crossings has made her feel less safe.
We've had crime that we didn't have before. It was usually unheard of. Now there's car chases on a regular basis. So the safety issue has impacted us quite a bit.
Sassano, who serves as the chair of the Maverick County Republican Party, also laments that efforts to support illegal migrants have led to price increases in everything from groceries to housing. And she blames President Biden and his administration for creating the situation.
The Biden administration closing their eyes on what needs to be done has created this massive influx, and it's going to continue coming until they do something about it.
While the number of illegal border crossings have increased under Republican and Democratic presidents over the years, the past 3 years have seen record numbers. During the past fiscal year, U.S. border agents apprehended more than 2.4 million people who tried to enter the country unlawfully.
I spent 20 years on patrol. And I remember, you know, we'd catch a group of three or four here and there, maybe five, you know, a truck, a car, that kind of stuff. And now, you know, the Border Patrol agents are encountering groups of 200-300 per group. So I guess the word to use is unprecedented.
Humberto Garza is a senior officer with the Eagle Pass Police Department. He says his duty and that of his colleagues is to protect the community, the state, and the country. But he's also human, and some of the things that he has seen, he will never forget.
You know, you see infants, you know, that have lost their life to the river. I've been on the river as part of a team back in the 90s where we went and we would have to recover bodies from the river. So,
and he's not the only one who has seen the dark side of the river. Aaron Valdez owns a funeral home in Eagle Pass, and his company has taken on the task of giving those who die while trying to enter the U.S. a final service.
So if someone were to pass away during their transition from Mexico to Eagle Pass, we would take care of the services and help. And as things progressed, especially right now, we've definitely seen a huge increase in cases. And I mean, from all parts of the world, not only Mexico, but different countries.
The uptick in unlawful border crossings and the Texas governor's decision to combat the issue using brute force has not only challenged the constitutional authority given to the federal government over immigration issues, but it has also challenged Eagle Pass as a community. While people here disagree over how to handle illegal immigration, they are disappointed by Washington's failure to compromise on a border security deal and at least try to fix a broken immigration system. And all they really want is a return to how it used to be.
We just want the peacefulness that we had prior to this. You know, I don't know that we'd ever get it back. It's just like the gas prices. They're never going to get back down to the 75 cents I used to pay when I was in high school. You know, but if we can get back to some type of normalcy prior to the way it was, the way it is now, I think we would be okay.
Tall Stories is a Monocle production from the team behind The Urbanist. This episode was written by H.J. Mai and produced and edited by David Stevens. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to receive new episodes every week. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.